Welcome to Breadbox Media's News Out of the Box for Wednesday, February 15th, 2017. I'm Joe Lerza. Money seized from Mexican drug cartels would be used to build the border wall under a new bill introduced today by Representative James Sensenbrenner Jr., the House Republican who oversees immigration. The bill calls for the Justice Department to study ways to increase forfeitures from Mexican drug cartels and says whatever money the government already does seize should be used to pay for a wall, other physical barriers or technology that would deter illegal crossings. Mr. Sensenbrenner said it seemed like an easy solution that wouldn't put more strain on the U.S.-Mexico relationship, which has become tense in the wake of President Trump's vow to make Mexico pony up funds to build his wall. If we do nothing, we put the people of this nation at risk, as well as allow illegal immigrants to take away jobs, opportunities, and social funding from U.S. citizens, all at the expense of the American taxpayer, Sensenbrenner said in a statement. The Build Wall Act is a creative solution to a complex problem, and I encourage my colleagues to support it. In an about-face and a huge blow to Obamacare, the IRS will now allow you to leave line 61 on your 1040 blank. Line 61 asks if you had a health care plan in 2016. Last year, if you said no or only had a plan for part of the year, you had to pay a fine of up to $695. It's called the individual mandate. Well, in the first week of his presidency, President Trump signed an executive order that stops the IRS from fining taxpayers for not having health insurance. So, earlier this month, the IRS quietly altered its rules to allow the submission of 1040s with nothing on line 61. The IRS says it still maintains the option to follow up with those who elect not to indicate their covered status, although it's not clear what circumstances might trigger a follow-up. The change may seem minor, but it makes it clear that following Trump's executive order, the agency's trajectory is toward a less strict enforcement process. Although the new policy leaves Obamacare's individual mandate on the books, it may make it easier for individuals to go without coverage while avoiding a penalty. Essentially, if not explicitly, it is a weakening of the mandate enforcement mechanism. Humana announced yesterday that it will pull out of the Obamacare marketplace after this year, delivering yet another blow to a program that was already on life support. The Louisville, Kentucky-based company has already cut offerings for this year and pulled out of hundreds of counties last year. It said Tuesday that it tried everything it could to make money, but early returns from the just-closed enrollment period weren't promising. Therefore, the company has decided that it cannot continue to offer this coverage for 2018, the company said. President Trump said the decision was proof that Obamacare continues to fail. Humana to pull out in 2018, Trump said, will repeal, replace, and save health care for all Americans, he said on Twitter. With every breakthrough in Alzheimer's research, there's at least one setback. This is one of those. Merck halted a late-stage trial yesterday in an experimental amyloid-targeting treatment after a data monitoring committee said there was virtually no chance of finding a positive clinical effect, Reuters reports. Eli Lilly suffered a similar setback in November. Both drug companies and many others are looking for treatments that attack the plaque that builds up in the brains of Alzheimer victims. This is one of my pet topics, so if there's news, good or bad, on Alzheimer's research, you can be sure you'll hear it here on News Out of the Box and on the weekend edition of this show that airs at 10 a.m. Eastern Time on Saturdays and on podcast here on Breadbox Media. That's your Breadbox Media News Out of the Box. I'm Joe Lerza, reminding you to always think out of the box.